Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Often remembered for his personal exploits, Lord Byron is among the most iconic figures of English literature. But as Emily Bernhard Jackson, an assistant professor of English at the University of Cambridge, explains, he should also be remembered for pushing his readers to ask important philosophical questions.
What do you know? No, really, what do you know? Are you sure you know anything? I study the poetry of Lord Byron. In his poetry, Byron considers important aspects of knowledge. He wonders how much people can and do know, and in the end, he concludes that we can and do know nothing. We can believe, and we often believe that these beliefs are actual knowledge, but for Byron, they aren't. Byron doesn't feel this way about objective knowledge. He believes that if you see a tree, there is a tree. But he believes that everything else is up for grabs. You say the tree trunk is brown, but what you call brown, I call copper. So is the trunk brown or copper? Well, it's both. It depends on who's looking. For Byron, knowledge is really just interpretation. What's more, he takes this further. He asserts that just as knowledge is interpretation when it comes to concepts like brown, that's also true of concepts like freedom. For him, individuals don't need to accept the established definitions of these concepts. We're free to decide for ourselves what those things are. In his most famous poem, Don Juan, Byron says, "I'm posterity, and so are you." That is, we can all make the future. We can all decide what will be known. A small statement, yet a great declaration of power.
That was the University of Cambridge's Emily Bernhard Jackson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.